And welcome back to Mugs in the Morning here on KODY. As always, it's presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Bo, Brett, and Pete, community strong all day long. Keeping it with our local conversation now, as we have Mayor of North Platte, Brandon Kelleher, joining us here on a Wednesday morning. Mayor Kelleher, good to have you in the studio as always.
Good morning, Tristan. I understand the weather is going to get real nice here in the next couple days.
Beautiful temperatures, and we definitely deserve it. So appreciate you and your colleagues around the council dialing up some favors with Mother Nature for us.
Not fair. Although I hope we get some rain here before long, because the pass was nice, but let's be honest, we need a lot to catch up.
Yeah, we do. We are definitely due for some moisture, that's for sure. So Mayor Kelleher, a lot going on here in the city of North Platte, as we know. Tell us, since we talked last, there's been a lot going on here since we last talked. Had you in the studio on the heels of Sustainable Beef's press conference earlier in the month. Have you had a lot of interaction with your constituents since that press conference?
We've had a number of people reach out.
I can't speak for the council members. I know they've mentioned in passing that folks are contacting them as well. I have my usual little issue tally sheet going in the city, because we have people call or email or occasionally write letters to express their opinion on anything that's important going on in the town. And right now, as of today, the tally sheet is about even on the for or against category. So I find that kind of interesting. You hear, it was just the nature of human beings. We tend to say more when we're against something than we do when we're for something. So it's interesting to me that I've gotten expressions about even on both sides.
Sure. It is pretty interesting, and I'm sure a lot of your colleagues around the city council chambers have had a lot of inquiries on sustainable beef. And city council work session coming up tomorrow, too, for the council to hear some presentations from some local officials and get more of the facts presented to the council.
That's true. I think that what's important is to focus on what the facts are. A casual viewing of social media, and I don't spend much time looking at social media, but shows me that there's a lot of people having discussions about things that either are not fact or we don't really know. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we follow the process that's established in the city for vetting these sorts of things, and that's the process that you're involved in. Large projects that come to the Planning Commission, if they're requesting tax increment financing, and sustainable beef likely will. We've not received the request yet, but it's likely that they will. Then it goes to the community redevelopment process, and then eventually to the City Council. And there are public hearings at every level of that. And right now, on April 6th, which is next Tuesday, the proposal to blight the former sewage lagoon out there and some of the area immediately around that will come to the City Council. And so the discussion there will be about whether that is an appropriate blighting based on the Nebraska statute. Mm-hmm. The discussion will be limited to that at the City Council meeting. Now on Thursday, that's tomorrow, at 5 p.m., we are having a work session. We, the City Council, having a work session to discuss the sustainable beef facts as we know them. Mm-hmm. Because I think an important item to remember, everyone, is that Sustainable Beef has not submitted the redevelopment plan yet. I suspect that they will, and then sometime in the next couple months, don't know exactly when, but they probably will. And when we receive that plan as a community, A, it's public information at that point, and B, it will tell us the answers to a lot of the questions that people are asking. And just to be perfectly blunt, if I don't know exactly what Sustainable Beef is planning, I'm not going to comment on their behalf, because they're not my company. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be commenting. I should just say, let's wait until we have the facts. And so that's what I'm saying. Let's wait until we have the facts, and then let's understand what their proposal is. And then as a community, we decide whether to move forward, and if so, how to do that.
And your job is to speak on the City of North Platte's behalf, not on business X or business Y.
That's correct. That's correct. And you will see me be supportive of 99% of businesses that want to come to North Platte, because if we want to make the community grow, we have to be that. We can't just pick and choose all the time exactly. And I say 99% because you should always avoid saying always or never, because something will come along.
You never know what's going to happen.
Exactly. But 99% of businesses, you'll see me be in favor of, particularly those that are bringing jobs. But every business on a large scale that's going to come to town is going to present with some positives and some negatives. Sure. And as a community, we have to decide, what we're willing to accept in order to gain what that business has to offer. And the decision is not necessarily simple, but that's really what it comes down to.
Again, Mayor Kelleher joining us this morning here on Mugs in the Morning. And Mayor Kelleher, some other positive news that is being overshadowed a little bit, unfortunately, is the exciting news regarding the Platte River Mall and the Mall Guys, as they've been dubbed here locally.
The Mall Guys, yes. That is very exciting. I think it's important to mention that we're likely to have a theater sometime this summer, which we haven't had for a year and a half or so, somewhere in that vicinity by the time they get back open.
Yeah, it's probably been about a year from now, I'd guess.
I would say right around there, yeah. And by the time they get open, probably a year and a half. That's exciting. I understand their plan is to replace all the seating or most of the seating with recliners, and you'll be able to have a meal there and various beverages, and which I think will be it'll be a great theater experience. Mm-hmm. I probably won't get to see the end of a movie because I'll be snoring. But
you have to make sure you have somebody there to wake you up.
Exactly. Terry will elbow me. But I think that's exciting. And then what the Mall Guys are doing with the parking lot out there is going to be quite exciting. They're using what they call a multi-use building. So we'll have nice apartments, and they'll be really nice apartments on the second, third, and fourth floors of a couple buildings in what's now the front of the mall parking lot. And then there'll be retail stores on the lower part. And that's something that you're seeing across the country, and they're doing that to provide a much better retail experience and also to create a living community. So the people that live right there in those apartments, they probably won't have to travel very far. I mean, they could walk and get reasonably everything they need,
sure,
except perhaps their job. That's something that's going to be appealing to people who are maybe even younger than you, Tristan, and who want to come and have that sort of city life experience. I think that it'll be something that will help us attract some of our children back to North Platte because they'll have this really cool place to live and work.
It's definitely not going to hurt.
That's correct.
And Mayor Kelleher, City Council work session, I believe it was last week, there was a presentation given to you and the council. There's going to be some specific tax assistance that the mall and the Mall Guys are asking for. Do you care to break some of that down for us today, sir?
Well, the one that's new to North Platte, let's talk about that for a second, and that's an extended employment area, EEA for short. And this has been used across the state in many locations. And
they've used it in some
locations. And they've used it. And it's really a form of occupancy tax is really what it is. But the way it works is what the Mall Guys are requesting is I believe it's a 1.9, a little change, percent tax that would be charged at all the businesses located on their property.
Okay.
Let me repeat that just to be clear, on their property, which is the area that we would normally consider the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Does not include Baumgars, does not include the areas to the south of the mall. It's just right on those grounds. And that tax is used to, in essence, pay back part of the expenses of creating that environment. The community benefit is the community gets this kind of cool area. You can't just randomly do that. There's got to be some community benefit. So up there in along Dewey Street where they're playing those restaurants, there's going to be some green space. There's going to be, you know, probably a large screen that can broadcast football games. I mean,
okay,
there'll be outdoor eating, things like that will be out there. And so the community gains some benefit in exchange for helping to pay for it with that,
sure,
1.9 and change percent tax. That's the philosophy behind that that ability. And then when that tax is either repaid or 20 years, whichever hits first, it just goes away. The community doesn't keep it. It doesn't go to other things. It just
simply
disappears.
Dissolves.
It just dissolves.
So is this something that the council's going to have to vote on in the future then?
I think if we see these sorts of EEAs being requested for other purposes in the community, then yes, the council would have to vote to create any one of those. This
okay.
particular one, like I said, would be just the area of the mall. So if you're shopping at the Western store across the street, you would not pay this.
Wouldn't fall into
yes,
that.
But if you're shopping on that property, you would.
Okay, awesome. Again, we have Mayor Kelleher joining us this morning here for a Wednesday edition of Mugs in the Morning on KODY. Mayor Kelleher, was there anything else you wanted to hit on this morning that we haven't already, sir?
Well, I thought it might be important to mention the process by which projects move through the city. I've been the mayor,
process.
The complex process, I've realized that I've lived it a number of times in one form or another, so I sort of know. But I think unless you've lived it, you may not know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some discussions with people about the word transparency. And so I thought it would be interesting for the community, or at least maybe they already know, maybe they don't, to discuss a little bit about how businesses come to communities, not just North Platte, but communities across the country. And so do you know what happens if somebody calls Mr. Pearson at DevCo and says, hey, I have company X and I want to think about coming to your community? Do you know what happens next?
Does Gary put together a sort of proposal for them, possibly?
Typically, something along those lines happen, or sometimes they're responding to the general information that's available out there in the world about North Platte. But one of the steps that happens almost immediately after that first conversation is the DevCo, Gary, whoever is involved, is required to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Mm. So that it's not openly discussed,
sure,
whatever it is, Company X, in the community. Now, do you know why?
Well, I think the primary reason is we don't want other cities or other areas to get wind of what we're doing.
In part, that's the reason. Also, it's for that company to protect itself.
Okay.
Because if you were, let's just say you were Target coming into town, and you want to look at certain properties, what's likely to happen to that property value if somebody knows that Target is looking at this property?
Oh, sure, it's going to skyrocket.
Right.
Not to mention a competitor could swoop in underneath possibly and buy that land up.
Exactly. Or if you're in an area where we're highly employed, like we are here, we have mm-hmm. a very low unemployment rate, people may start contracting their employees. They'll do all sorts of things to make sure.
Lock them in.
Right, to keep competition out or to prevent those stores from coming to town in one form or another. And I think that that's something that people may not realize is that's why those opportunities don't enter the public eye at day one,
mm-hmm.
because it prevents fair competition if they do, because people raise their prices, all sorts of crazy things happen. And so then what happens after that is the city or the DevCo or a combination thereof work with these people to decide if whatever they're trying to do is a reasonable fit for the community.
Sure.
And then there's some sort of public announcement as it enters the public process. If they're requesting TIF or something is being rezoned or along those lines, that's when the development process enters the public eye. So it's important for folks to understand that the reason that somebody from the city of North Platte or Gary Pearson doesn't just go out and say, hey, Target called me last week. By the way, I'm fabricating this. Target didn't call
just
last
week. Example.
But this is just an example. But is because of all those things. It's not only protect the company, but it's protect the best interest of the citizens in general.
Sure. And the city in general.
And the city in general. And folks need to understand that that's the reason we don't just put it on a billboard. Hey, so-and-so called yesterday. And then
let's why Gary doesn't have a call-in show every week saying, here's what happened for the week. With
exactly.
Gary.
It would be exciting to do that.
Yeah, sure.
But it would also pretty much mean that no new businesses would come to town.
Yep.
And they expect that sort of quiet approach. And mm-hmm. in the case of sustainable beef, they felt that it was time to start talking openly in the community about their mm-hmm. project. And that's why they had the press conference a couple weeks ago. It's that simple. And they entered the public eye, and now they're working through the process, and we'll see where it all ends up once we see their plan.
There's a process that folks have to understand. Each business has to go through, the city or the chamber has to go through, and transparency is still key for the city of North Platte, and still in your candidacy, and it was in your campaign, we know, Mayor Kelleher, mm-hmm. and that continues. Folks just have to understand that there's a certain way that things have to be brought about.
Right, and just in the name of transparency, you're on the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Planning Commission ever been broadcast on YouTube before?
No.
Right.
First time was
right.
This month.
First time was this month, and we did that. I asked Matt Kibben and his team to go ahead and broadcast the Planning Commission because we knew there would be a lot of interest in the comments at the Planning Commission.
I needed more of a warning, though. I didn't have time to call my hair and makeup people in from Lincoln.
Not sure it would have helped you much. Just
I look
kidding.
Better on the radio.
Just kidding. Yeah, well, that's true for me as well. Well, what's important is that we can make those little tweaks that allow people to access the information as soon as it's available. And that is, in and of itself, an improvement in transparency. I mean, just to be blunt about it, we didn't have to do that.
No.
But we all felt it was important to help get the facts out there. Mm-hmm. And we will continue to get the facts out there.
And you've been pretty active, too, Mayor Kelleher, in making sure the quality of the live stream is very high standard for the city council as well. We had some learning curves, particularly with microphones and audio quality, but that's been been addressed, and you've been very vigilant in that process as well.
Yes, we have. We had several comments saying that people could hear me when I was talking in the city council, and I always lean into the microphone mm-hmm. when I talk. But some others were not heard very well. And so we corrected the technology. And by we, I mean the royal we. It was actually Les and his team that did that, not me. But it's important because we want people to hear what's being said. We want people to understand what's going on. But you do have to pay attention. And we do have to follow the legal process. And at least as long as I'm around, that's what we'll do.
Absolutely. Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
I don't think so, but I really appreciate you letting me on today.
It's always good to have you in the studio. We're going to have Mayor Kelleher on every Wednesday after the city council meetings. And we're going to have you in tomorrow with Carolyn Sabin for an exciting proclamation, I believe, too.
That is correct. I'll be here bright and early in the morning.
Look forward to it. Mayor Kelleher, always good to talk to you. We appreciate the time today, sir.
You have a great day.